The Boy in the Suitcase by Lena Kubebol and Agnita Fries, narrated by Catherine Kellgren. Holding the glass door open with her hip, she dragged the suitcase into the stairwell leading down to the underground parking lot. Sweat trickled down her chest and back beneath her T-shirt. It was only slightly cooler here than outside in the shimmering heat of the airless streets. The strong smell of decaying fast food from a jettisoned burger bag did nothing to improve the flavor of the place. There was no elevator. Step by step, she manhandled the heavy suitcase down to the level where she was parked, then realized that she didn't really want it in her car until she knew what was in it. She found a relatively private spot behind some dumpsters, sheltered from security cameras and the curious gazes of passers-by. The case wasn't locked, just held closed by two clasps and a heavy-duty strap. Her hands were shaking, and one of them was numb and bloodless from carrying the ungainly weight for such a distance, but she managed to unbuckle the strap and unsnap the locks. In the suitcase was a boy, naked, fair-haired, rather thin, about 3 years old. The shock rocked her back on her heels so that she fell against the rough plastic surface of the dumpster. His knees rested against his chest, as if someone had folded him up like a shirt. Otherwise he would not have fit, she supposed. His eyes were closed, and his skin shone palely in the bluish glare of the fluorescent ceiling lights. Not until she saw his lips part slightly did she realize he was alive. August. The house sat on the brink of a...